Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hey there, everyone. So glad you're joining us today. We are going to have an out-of-this-world show, and the topic is enlightenment at a Sammy Hagar concert. Can you believe it? Could you imagine it? So anyway, this is going to be a great show. We have a very special guest, Patricia Walker, who had a spiritual enlightening experience at a Sammy Hagar concert, wrote a book. We're going to talk about the book here in a bit and her connection with Sammy Hagar. Just such a wild ride, and I'm excited that we get to talk about this topic today because so many times in the spiritual world, we hear about meditating in a cave for 30 years and then you found enlightenment. Who would have thought at a rock concert, right? So anything is possible. So a little bit about Patricia Walker. She is an award-winning author, certified trainer, trailblazer for Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams, and local chapter network leader for the Monroe Institute. She lives in Northern Colorado with her husband, and she's currently working on her next book. She teaches workshops on writing and personal empowerment while furthering her studies in the field of human consciousness. She is dedicated to helping others discover their personal paths to self-realization, and she has her website where you can reach her and connect with her. It is BajaRockPat.net. Her book is Dance of the Electric Hummingbird, all about enlightenment at the Sammy Hagar concert. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Christina. I'm excited to be here today.
Hey, this is going to be a great show. You know, you're just a fun person. I had the opportunity to meet Patricia in person, and I felt like I met a soul sister and a rock goddess sister, because we're rockers over here in our little world as well. And so I love the topic of your book and the way that you're making it okay for anyone. You know, you don't have to be this like really serious spiritual person. So can you talk a little bit, Patricia, about this journey of enlightenment that you had?
Well, I've always been a spiritual person, as far back as I can remember. But I was raised Catholic, and a lot of the things that I was taught through the church really didn't answer my questions that I had. And so I started peering over the fence a little bit to see what other kinds of things are available out there, Native American philosophy, Eastern philosophy, and a lot of other things. And I started kind of connecting a little bit more with those types of things. And you know, just always had this spiritual journey. However, when I had this experience during Sammy Hagar's concert, I was not looking for spiritual enlightenment. I thought I was just there to enjoy a concert. I had no idea who Sammy even was at the time this happened to me. My husband was a fan of his for years since Sammy was in Montrose. And he won an auction on the internet one day and said, we got to go to this trip. We have this trip down to Cabo San Lucas. And we had been there a couple of years before, and both of us had gotten really sick, so I was not too eager to return. But he talked me into it, and we went, and I had this experience during Sammy's show that completely changed my life. And so I wrote a book about it to encourage other people, like you just said, to never give up, to never stop looking for what it is that you need out of life. And it's interesting to me that this kind of happened to me really when I least expected. So So keep your minds and your eyes and your hearts and your ears open, because you just never know where something like this could happen to you, or something similar, I should say, because I think it's different for everybody. No two people are alike, so no two people's spiritual needs are alike. So, yeah, that's kind of the condensed version.
Yeah. Well, the book is, it's quite a journey that you've written about, and there's a lot of details in there, but I'm sure the audience is really curious, just as I am, Patricia, to
right.
touch on a few things. So you're in Cabo San Lucas. Sammy Hagar now is doing Cabo Wabo, right? And he's not with
yes.
Van Halen anymore. And he's doing his own thing. He has his own band. You're down there with your husband. Set the stage for us. You're like drinking shots. What are you doing, Patricia? Like, let us, you know, give us a little insight into what you were doing, because I think a lot of people out there would, you know, love to hear the story.
Okay. Well, my husband was actually on the other side of the room when this happened to me, because he liked to take pictures. So he had to try to find the perfect spot for him to take pictures during the show. So I was kind of all by myself, surrounded by people I didn't even know. And as I said, I didn't even know who Sammy was when I went down there. But during the show, yes, I had had a couple of margaritas, I admit it. And I honestly thought perhaps I had, you know, maybe that was what caused it at first. I kind of wondered, but excuse me, I'll talk a little bit about that in a bit. But so I was in the show, and I had had these two margaritas probably over a period of about 4 hours, I'd say. So it's not like I was, you know, drunk or anything, but I think it really just helped me kind of relax and allow the experience to come to me, because here I was in the show with a bunch of people and music that I was completely unfamiliar with, and probably would have been a little uptight to begin with. But, So Sammy was up on the stage, and he was singing the song Dreams, which is a Van Halen song that I had never heard before. And he was singing the song, and I felt this very strong connection to him. And I described it in the book as a liquid golden light kind of flowing back and forth between him and me. And I thought, I was just imagining it, of course, at the time. And so it just kind of kept going, and he's singing lyrics about going higher and higher, and I started to go higher and higher, just like the words in the song that he was singing. And as I did, kind of scared at first, because I thought, I wonder if somebody slipped something into my drink when I wasn't looking, or maybe the heat's getting to me, or maybe I'm just imagining all this, or whatever. But as soon as I had that fear, it was replaced by this all-consuming love and this reassurance that, don't worry, let this happen. It's all good. You're safe. You're loved. And it felt like two giant hands kind of emerged from nowhere and lifted me up with the words to the song. And I remember seeing myself below me in the crowd, and I thought, wait a minute, how can I be up here and down there at the same time? And so I remember saying, oh my God, because I was just consumed with this ecstasy, this bliss, this joy, this most incredible feeling of love. And I heard the voice coming out of the person on the ground that was supposed to be in the crowd. And I kept going higher and higher, like the words of the song, through the roof of the building. And then I realized that I was in some other state of mind, some other dimension, or something was really, really different. So I, at the time, I let go of all of the fear that I had, and all of my emotions kind of just dropped away. And I felt connected to some kind of a primal force that I can only describe, in my opinion, as God. And I was connected to the divine through God, and God flowed through me, and I flowed through God as if we were smoke or mist or whatever, but we were one. There was no separation. And my perception of God was not male or female, not any religion, not any race or anything, but a combination of all races and religions and both genders, and just a combination of everything and nothing at the same time. Kind of really hard to describe how something can be nothing and everything at the same time, but that's pretty much what it was. And just this overwhelming ecstasy and this bliss like nothing I've ever experienced before. And I then saw that I saw all the creatures on the earth, the plants, the animals, the rocks, the trees, the people, all of the people, everything was all one, and it was all connected to me and to God. And the best way I can describe it, the next thing was, if you are kind of like opening the aperture on your camera lens to expand and you see more, kind of how it felt, and I began to see other worlds and beings and landscapes that I cannot even describe to you in English. there was no way to describe it. And I saw how all of these beings and landscapes were all connected to the earth and to God and to me. Were kind of like the center, and everything just kind of radiated. Everything was connected. And I knew in that moment that the only thing that matters is love. There is nothing that even comes close to love. I was overflowing with this joy and this love, and the experience probably lasted just seconds. When I thought back on it. And the next thing I knew, I was back into my body in the middle of this concert, and the music's blaring again, and there's people all next to me, and we're all pushed in, you know, body to body, sweaty, and I completely expected someone next to me to tap me on the shoulder if I was okay, like or something, and no one noticed the thing, but I looked down at my hands in the darkness, and it was like my hands were glowing, and I still felt this incredible joy that was pouring out of me. And after the show was over and I found my husband, met up with him, I told him that something really weird had happened to me in there and tried to describe it to him, but it was pretty hard to describe something. Hard for you to even fathom yourself. So
I have to ask you really quick, Patricia, before you move into more, because you went through a lot just now. It's yeah. To me, sounds like sometimes when people have a near-death experience, or they have some kind of an out-of-body experience, or
right.
maybe they died and they came back.
Right.
And would you liken that experience that you had at the concert to something of that nature? Do you think it was an out-of-body, or were you looking through an interdimensional lens, feeling that oneness with God? You know, I'm just kind of curious, because as you described it to me, I was, you know, I'm interested what your perception was before you talked to Sammy about it, which we will get into later in the show.
I think experience, and I have since done a lot of studies in that field to try and understand what could have happened to me and how. and I have had other out-of-body experiences since, but not to that extent and not to that. That was so profound. I haven't had anything anywhere near close to that, but it was definitely experience. And when we move out of our minds, I guess that's the best way to describe it, in this way, we begin to see that nothing is impossible and that our minds are such powerful, powerful things that we have probably not much idea how powerful we really are mentally and spiritually. So, yeah, hence this connection with God and this ability to see and perceive. I should say perceive more than see, because my senses, I don't think, were really working at the time. It was more perception. But to be able to perceive other life forms that are out there, it's just incredible. And people do it all the time.
Well, and the thing is, I think a lot of people have judged, I have to go through this level 1, 2, 3 program of spiritual enlightenment,
right,
and sit in a hotel classroom every 3 months with the guru. Or they go the opposite. Maybe I have to climb Everest or go,
right,
you know, live in the caves with a Tibetan monk or, you know, something of that nature. And you're saying, hey, you know, I wasn't expecting it. I had a few margaritas. I was down in Mexico. I was listening,
right,
to a rock guy, but I wasn't exactly a groupie of his, because even though I, you know, which is funny to me, though, that because I know you're kind of a rock and roll gal, you know, you never just really knew who Sammy Hagar was all these years, because through Van Halen, or you just knew who Van Halen was and not.
Yeah, I just heard of Van Halen.
Yeah.
I never really listened to them back then when they were at their most popular. I was a single mom at the time and really putting all my energy into my son. And, you know, I was listening to Raffi, you know. And, Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if it was a 20-year-old that wrote a book about, you know, let's say if I was 20 and I had a spiritual experience at, let's see, and Brett Michaels looked at me when I was 20 years old, I would be a skeptic about, was that really a spiritual experience? But you and I, you know, we're not in our 20s anymore, and
right,
you are not exactly a groupie. And
no.
Sammy's an older guy, we're older, we're not spring chickens. So that's why I was laughing at this. It just really warmed my heart, because it wasn't like, you know, you were at a Guns N' Roses concert at 20 years old, you know, in the,
right,
or you know what I'm saying?
Right, stoned out of my gourd or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like you've raised your kids, you know, you're out with your husband, having a nice little Mexico vacation, and it wasn't, you know, the groupie type thing that you would think you could have listening to a song at a live concert. But, you know, the energy of rock music, it sometimes gets a bad rap, but you know, I love this story because it gets people, you know, yeah, sound healing's great, and I'm married to a musician, so, but, you know, why not? Why not at a rock concert? So,
right,
when you look back at this experience, and we're going to get into some more information about this, but if you look back, do you think you're different now?
Totally different. I was changed from the instant that happened to me. I was filled with a joy I didn't know was humanly possible to feel. And it completely changed my life. I lost 30 pounds that I was needing to lose without even trying. I started developing psychic abilities I never knew I had. I think it opened up something inside of me that was kind of like a passageway to my mind and my spirit, and that I hadn't really tapped into in quite that way ever before. because this was a real personal level. What I had gotten, I think, through my religion and stuff growing up was more impersonal, I think, in my opinion. And this was really, really personal. So it also forced me to confront my definition of what's real and what's important in life, because I spent a lot of time going over and over and over what happened and thinking, wow, am I losing my mind? Or, like I said, did someone slip something into my drink when I wasn't looking? But if that would have been the case, it would have probably lasted for longer than it did during the show, and it wouldn't have affected my life in the way that it has. So, yeah.
Well, Patricia, I got to say right there, if we were 20-year-old college students at spring break in Mazatlan,
right,
and at a, you know, at a rock concert, then I, you know, but, and I'm not saying that, you know, people aren't really looking to slip things in women's drinks and you're a beautiful
right.
woman, but it's not like you were a 20-year-old at spring break, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I really can understand how you're like, yeah, it was like crazy to think that this was happening.
Yeah.
What could be the explanation?
Right.
But I'll tell you, there's such a vibration. And in some, from what I don't know him personally, but from what I've read about Sammy Hagar, he's a pretty metaphysical kind of guy. He's very open-minded and spiritual, and like a lot of these rock guys are, actually.
Yes. Yes.
And so we'll talk yes. about that later in the show. You know, I would love to play that song for the audience. So let me just get connected here with my producer. And I think it would be kind of fun to play the song Dreams for the audience so they can hear that song. Before
yeah.
we go into more information about this. So Patricia, while I'm trying to connect with my producer, you know, real quick before we go there, would you say that it took you a while to figure out really what happened? Or
yes.
did you, like, that night, did you kind of...
Oh, no.
When did it really hit you?
It took me years, actually, because I was just so skeptical. I've always been open-minded, but I was really skeptical for a very long time. And my husband is not a spiritual person at all. So then I had him constantly telling me, oh, brother, you know. So I did a lot of research, and it took me years to finally come to the conclusion that what something really powerful happened to me. And of course, Sammy played a personal role in helping me understand that as well. But so, yeah, he really got personally involved, and I never expected anything even remotely like any of this to happen to me, which is why I wanted to tell my story.
It's a great story because it shows that this type of experience is available to everybody.
Exactly.
And you don't have to work at it. You know, I really,
exactly.
that's the biggest thing, I think,
yeah.
that I love
right.
about your message.
I think sometimes if we're trying so hard to make things happen, we leave out other possibilities. If we're just focusing on one thing, I have to go through these steps to get, you know, to enlightenment, or I need to get wherever I'm wanting to go. Not necessarily. Sometimes if we're just let go and just let God and the universe take over, which is what happened to me, I believe, that's when amazing things can happen, is when we stop trying so hard to control things and just live in the moment. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was doing what I love most of all, which is going to life from having a good time, and never in my wildest dreams ever expecting anything like this. So,
this is really interesting to me, because when you Patricia, when you came home from the trip, like, was the rest of the trip just kind of surreal or what? Were you kind of in the clouds or were you sure?
Oh, yeah. I'm a writer by nature. I just can't not write. And I couldn't stop writing about it. I don't want to give away the whole book, but...
No, it's a great story. We're not even scratching the surface. But if you don't want to go into too many details, I understand. Okay, so I just heard back. We're going to be taking a short break, but before we go to break, why don't we play the song Dreams now? And this is the old Van Halen song. And then we'll go right into break after the song. But that way the audience can get a feel for what you were listening to when this happened. Okay, so we'll be back with Patricia Walker. This is Dreams. Sammy Hagar was singing it. It's a Van Halen song. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Are you looking for healing or a change in your life to help you enjoy it more fully? You might benefit from a galactic energy reading and clearing from Chris Jacobs. Chris will work with you on a soul level to clear unseen negative influences, implants, programs, contracts, and energetic blocks. Chris Jacobs is a gifted energy healer. Contact him today at ChristopherStephenJacobs@gmail.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back, you rock gods. We're glad you're joining us today because we have Patricia Walker in the house and she's talking about her spiritual experience at a Sammy Hagar concert. We hope you enjoyed the song Dreams, old Van Halen song that Sammy was singing during the concert in Mexico when Patricia had this spiritual experience. So Patricia, I got to ask you this, okay? And I know you'd go into more detail in the book, but just to touch on it. So you went to a psychic about this? Tell us. Were you like, what is this? Or, you know, what led you to talk to a psychic?
I was actually at a talk that she did at a local venue here. Sonia Choquette is a world-renowned psychic, and she came and did a talk as part of a series of people, inspirational people or something, and I went to her talk, and at the end of her talk, she takes questions from people in the audience, and I had had a premonition of it happening, I don't know, maybe 2 years beforehand, that or something like that, where she was going to answer my question, and so I had my question all ready to ask her, to try not to give her too much information, just to see how good she was. And she was taking questions from people in the audience, and she wasn't choosing me, and she wasn't choosing me, and I thought, oh.
I was the last person she took a question from that night, and I asked her, I said, there's this very famous person who's come into my life in the last couple of years, and that was all I got out of my mouth. And she started saying all this stuff to me that pretty much kind of blew my mind. She said, oh, you shared many past lives with him, but you've always been in the background promoting him. Now it's his turn to help you. And she went on. And then she told me, oh, and by the way, you should take up boxing. And that all of it was me because Sammy's dad was a professional boxer. And Sammy himself had dabbled in it early in his career to possibly be a boxer as well. But then all this other stuff happened. So, I was pretty shocked for her to tune into that. And I don't know how much more you want me to say about this, but I told Sammy what she said, and then he proceeded to write a song about our past life together and our connection and our spiritual connection and all of the incredible things that had happened to me. And the song is called Open, and it was released on iTunes for a short time. And now I don't think you can even buy it on iTunes, but you can go on YouTube and you can listen to it. And to have a famous rock star write a song for little old me was another thing that never my wildest dreams could I ever have imagined. So,
yeah, that's really special because, you know, I'm sure he's gotten tens of thousands, probably 100,000 over his career, letters and gifts and, you know, from his fans, and for you to have that experience and then make a personal connection with him so much so he wrote a song about it, about your experience in the past lives he shared. I saw it on YouTube, and so go to YouTube and check that out, because the guy who posted it on YouTube, Patricia, are you connected with him at all?
No, I have no idea.
Because he said, this is a Sammy Hagar release that apparently didn't make it on an album or something like that. And I'm like, I started laughing when I saw that because he has no idea. Like, here's a Sammy Hagar fan. Like, here's another Sammy Hagar, you know, song. And it was really funny to me. So when you, you know, I think that's just so amazing. The title of the song was Dreams, and you now teach people to really follow their dreams. And, you know, here's a quote Sammy wrote about you, and I'd love to read it really quick. He says, Pat Walker takes to heart the same type of messages I try to relate through my music and my life. Go out and seek your dreams. Don't ever give up. Celebrate your life and every part of who you are. I know Pat's journey of mystical transformation will inspire you. Enjoy the journey, Sammy Hagar. You know, he's the kind of guy, like, you see him out, you know, on the beach, and he has the bar, and he lives in Mexico, and he has this, like, really big life outside of, you know, his... A lot of people know him from his other bands he was with, and Van Halen being one of the most famous. And so how has that changed your life? Are you living a bigger life now, Patricia?
Oh, definitely. Like you said, I teach classes to people on self-realization and trying to improve your life, to empower them. Which was the reason I wrote the book in the first place, is to empower people to take ownership of their own lives. And it's not really a book just for
Sammy Hagar fans, it's a book for anybody who wants more out of life and, you know, believes there's so much more than on the surface. So, yeah, it's changed my life completely, not only just the rock and roll aspect, but as well, as I said, teaching classes to people. I teach Infinite Possibilities classes. I'm also a local chapter network leader for the Monroe Institute, and the Monroe Institute studies human consciousness, and a lot of times that includes out-of-body experiences, which was why I was drawn there, because that was another way for me at the time to try to understand what happened to me. So, yeah, it's completely changed my life as well.
So how is your husband? So you guys are, even though you've been on the spiritual path, you know, this, you guys still are in the, you know, mainstream world, right? And so how's your husband handling with this new spiritual awakening? Has he noticed differences in you or, you know, he had anything happen or?
He's not a spiritual person and never has been. So for a long time, he was even more skeptical than I was about the things that were happening. But he has seen the results and how this has changed me. And when one person changes in a relationship, it forces the other person to change as well. But it's all been positive changes, all really amazing things that have happened. And so now he's starting to say things that he never would have said before. He started noticing just little things, you know, kind of, well, not really psychic things, but he's a lot more open-minded about things than he used to be. So that's a good thing. I think being open-minded, I think being skeptical is good to a degree. It's important to kind of keep your feet on the ground while your head's in the sky.
Yeah. If it's possible, but yeah.
So. Well, and I think a lot of women out there, because I work with them a lot in business coaching that I do and also with the publishing that I do work with, a lot of women hold back from their spiritual experiences or, you know, because right. You're like, oh, my husband's not into this stuff. You know what? Your husband doesn't have to be into it.
Exactly.
It can enhance relationship and he doesn't have to be into it. And
right.
I think a lot of people hold back and they, you know, they use the husband thing as an excuse and it's like, hey, you could still have this like really cool awakening and
exactly.
go to a rock concert with your husband and, you know, and then come back home to reality. And it can change your life, and it doesn't have to hurt your relationship. It can enhance it, and he still doesn't have to be into it.
Right, and that's exactly what happened with us. It's really enhanced our relationship and our lives. And I've gotten letters from people all over the world, not just women, but from people all over the world saying, thank you for sharing your story. Because I've had similar things happen to me and I thought I was crazy or whatever. And you really made me feel better that this kind of thing really does happen to people and it's not because you're crazy. You know, these things just do happen. There's so much more to life than we see with our eyes. And this was a classic example of that. So, yeah. And Sammy has just been super wonderful to me. All the along down the line, I wrote a letter to him when this first happened, telling him about my experience, and then he wrote a letter back to me, telling me that he was honored to have been part of what happened to me, and he's been a huge influence in my life ever since, encouraging me to tell my story, to write my book. He recommended books for me to read to help me understand what could have happened. You know, he's had his son, Aaron Hagar, who is a professional artist, do the cover artwork for the book as well. And shout out to Aaron. Aaron is a magnificent artist.
I fully encourage everybody to check out his work. He's wonderful. So he did a great job on that. And as far as Sammy, always encouraging me to never give up. You know, he was selling my book in the gift shop at Cabo Wabo in Mexico where this happened. And I'm hoping to get some more copies back in there soon. But if you go on my website, too, you can see some videos of him talking about my book. And all of this was just like...
beyond my wildest imagination, beyond my dream. You know, it was always my dream to be a writer. And because
and
of
now,
this,
look at yeah. how yeah. that happened, Patricia. Yeah. So we have a quick break. Go to her website, you guys. You can see some really cool stuff about Sammy Hagar, more information about her book. It's BajaRockPat.net. And we'll be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Hope you guys are having a lot of fun. I feel like going to a rock concert now. I'm going to be definitely playing some Sammy Hagar tunes after this show. So I hope you guys are having fun. Patricia Walker, author of Dance of the Electric Hummingbird, and it talks all about her spiritual experience at a Sammy Hagar concert. Okay, Patricia, here we go. I got to ask. Sammy believes in ETs, aliens. Let me ask you, what can you talk to us about this? Have you had this conversation with him?
I have not had the conversation with him per se, just kind of in passing. You know, I didn't know any of this when this happened to me. I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know about his belief in ETs and his experiences that he describes, but sometimes I kind of wonder if that's part of the reason why it did happen to me through him. But you know, if you're asking me if I believe in aliens or ETs, I'd have to say yes. There's the things that I perceived were definitely not of this earth, but you know, maybe they're the same type of beings that we call angels or extensions of our higher selves or whatever. But I think it's all up to personal interpretation of what an ET is to you. He claims definitely that these things happened to him. He never bats an eye about it. He's been interviewed about it many times, and he says, yeah, and I still have to pay my mortgage. So are we alone out there in the universe? No. But I still have to pay my mortgage.
Yeah, you know, this is a really funny story, Patricia, because for years I was on the spiritual experience a little bit ahead of my husband, okay? So I'd come back and I'd tell him something like, oh my gosh, did you know this, this, and this about numerology? And we're going to publish a numerology book. And he says, I think Sammy Hagar is into numerology. And for some reason, yeah, that was okay for me to publish that book. And then it would be years later, literally, right, years later, I'd say, hey, oh my God, guess what? I always was into angels and everything, but kind of thinking that this whole ET thing is possible and feeling a connection and blah, blah, blah. As I was learning things, right? What does my husband say? Hey, Sammy Hagar believes in that. Like, it was always Sammy Hagar. I'm like, in our house, it is not, you know, what would Jesus do? I swear. It's like my husband's like, yeah, Sammy Hagar is into that. I guess it's pretty cool. Yeah. So I thought it was really funny that I run into you and you have that, you know, the 6 degree of separation kind of thing. And so I just think that's really funny.
Well, Sammy,
how I think a lot more guys are open to this stuff now, and yeah, you know, that the rock guys are coming out, like Sammy Hagar and Steven Tyler, you know, yeah, and even Howard Stern talks about how he has to meditate after every show. So now moving forward, and you're speaking to a lot of people in public now, right, Patricia?
Yeah, I have my classes that I teach for Infinite Possibilities, and I teach that online or in person. I do individual sessions or group sessions with that, and it's a really wonderful program to help you realize that, you know, you have a choice in how you perceive your life and the other people and the world, and you can move beyond those limiting beliefs that we all have that are holding us back. So I teach ways to tools to deal with that. And that was a wonderful thing because it came along precisely because of my book and everything else. It all just fell into place. And I'm also really excited to have my book carried in Local Editions, which is the new bookstore that just opened up in Longmont here in Northern Colorado. Featuring local authors, so I'll be doing some talks and book signings there. Also, the Loveland Public Library, I'll be doing a book signing and stuff there on November 7th. Going to Cabo in October, and I'll be taking copies of my book there as well. So if you're going to be in Cabo the first 2 weeks of October, come find me, and I'll be happy to sign a copy of my book for you. And Sammy's been known to sign copies of them as well, so...
that might get you the autograph. Take the book with you next time you go down to his bar.
Exactly.
So, okay, so you're going to be there in October. Are you expecting another experience, Patricia?
No, you know, I've been there every year ever since, and I've not had another experience like that.
Well, if you have one, you need to give me a call because we're going to talk. I'm sure the audience would love to hear all about it because it really is a fun but also really interesting story, you know, and so many of these spiritual books are all kind of the same thing in a little bit different package. This is not your average spiritual book, and this is a book that the men would find interesting, especially a lot of them. You know, right, a lot of us in this middle-aged, I don't even like that term, but, you know, a lot of these guys in their 40s and 50s, you're married to one of these guys, they're going to want to read this book about Sammy Hagar, too.
Yeah.
And it's also about a woman's journey of spiritual enlightenment. And Patricia, you are very much an inspiration to all of us. Thank you for being on the show and sharing your journey.
Thank you for having me, Christina. It's a real honor and a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm telling you, I'm going to go play some Van Halen old Sammy Hagar songs, because now I'm like, after hearing that song Dreams at the top of the hour, I definitely am feeling the energy. So in your meditation, maybe play that song, huh?
There you go.
Well, thanks so much. If you want to connect with Patricia, go to her website, BajaRockPat.net. And to all of you guys out there, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a beautiful, loving week, and rock on.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.